Hi guys, it's Leo here, and this is an intro video for our new course, the Get Active and Fit course. So, as you guys might know, I actually lost a lot of weight, and I've changed a lot of my habits. I lost and kept off 60 plus pounds, even 70 pounds at one point, but it was a gradual process. And besides changing my diet, creating the exercise habit was one of the best things that I've ever done. So just a little bit of background on me. I struggled for many years to exercise regularly. I would start running, I would start different exercise programs, and after a couple weeks, usually even a week into it, I would just kind of give up. And it really frustrated me that it took so long, that it was so difficult for me to have the discipline to stick to something for very long. And it would make me actually feel really bad about myself that I couldn't stick to something, and I started to feel discouraged. And that discouragement actually made things worse. So it wasn't until I finally stopped smoking, which was my first real successful habit, and I had failed at quitting smoking a whole bunch of times. But when I quit smoking, I finally figured out how to change a habit. And so I started running actually as a way to relieve some of the stress that smoking had previously relieved for me. So I learned to exercise regularly at that point, started running and became more regular. And actually it wasn't just a smooth linear progression. There were a bunch of starts and stops, a bunch of different changes that I've made over the years to help me become more and more of a regular exerciser. Now actually I exercise every single day, whether it's weight training, running, rowing, cycling, going for a long walk, playing some sports with my kids, some kind of exercise every single day. So when I first started exercising, it was running, as I said, and I started really small, but started to build up and eventually ran a 5K. And that actually made me super enthusiastic as completing my first 5K, so that I actually got a bit ambitious and decided to train for my first marathon. Now, like I said, that was a bit ambitious for such a beginner, but I actually did complete the marathon a year later, and eventually I ran a couple more marathons, a couple short triathlons, and even a 50-mile ultra marathon. Besides that, I've also gotten into body weight exercises, weight training, hiking, and a whole bunch of other things, from CrossFit to triathlons to yoga to cycling and swimming and things like that. So it's been a mixture and it's been a journey. This is not to brag about any of this, but really to show that there is a journey here. It was a slow start, a small start, and eventually it's become, for me, just a part of my life. And it all started with a single run in 2005, and then another run after that. And one step at a time, I've learned to make exercise a regular part of my life, and I've gotten fitter and fitter over the years. So how did I do it? So it definitely helped that I had a firm commitment to making this a habit and making this a part of my life. And public accountability actually really helped me in that first marathon. But it was also really important that I started small and I progressed gradually. I also reflected a lot on my training, journaling about it sometimes, publicly writing about it, and tried a bunch of different things, including making my exercise very social, running with other people or exercising in different ways with other people. I've done a whole bunch of different kinds of challenges to help me stay motivated and accountable. And we'll talk about all of these things in this course. I'm also going to ask a couple other experts to come in this course and help out with some of the topics, but mostly we're going to talk about things that I know pretty well, which is creating the habit of exercise, which is dealing with the obstacles that get into that's get in our way of making it a regular habit, dealing with the resistance and the procrastination that comes up in our minds. Using mindfulness that we've learned in the previous courses, and applying that to this moving meditation of exercise, and making all of this actually fun and rewarding. We're going to talk about all of this stuff in this course. We're going to work together to create new habits, or if you're already exercising, to take your existing habits to new levels. If you're an intermediate or advanced exerciser, I'll have some advanced challenges for and some articles especially for you. And I encourage you to take your exercise to a new level and get fitter than ever. If you're just starting out, we'll have lots of stuff for you as well and some recommendations. And basically what I'm going to be asking you to do is to pick one small change to make each week. I recommend a daily habit and make it really easy so that your body can handle doing it every day. If you make it really hard, your body's going to crash and burn at some point. So make it so easy that it's something you can do every single day. So if you wanted to do yoga, just do 5 to 10 minutes of yoga. And you might be used to doing like an hour and a half long class, but that's not something that most people can do every single day, at least not when they start. It's not something that you can sustainably not only do physically, but keep into your schedule and keep into your mental space, have the mental focus and energy to be able to do that every day. So what we really want is to shrink down our ambitions to something really small that we can actually sustain every day. We want something that we can stick to. We'll be doing a weekly review and adjusting our habit each week as we do this review so that we can stick to it and make changes and really not feel bad if we miss a day or two or even more. We're gonna learn to kind of throw away those negative thoughts and even change the way that we look at exercise, change the way that we look at our lives, and change the way that we look at ourselves. If you commit yourself to doing this right now, and you commit yourself to doing this course and changing how you see yourself, you can make this important change in your lifestyle. We'll also have some bonus articles on things like training for a 5K, walking challenges, my favorite fitness resources, and a lot more. So there's going to be a lot of great stuff in this course. You can pick and choose the ones that apply to you the best. But I think for everyone, this is going to be an amazing journey. And so I invite you to join me in this course and on my fitness journey, which I've loved. And it's something that I love to share with you. So click on Start This Course and let's get into it. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.